this is how it went.
She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile.
Okay. Friday, June 14th, 1:35 p.m. So, let me see. Been painting here for a little bit. It's growing season, so the garden's been taking up a lot of my time. I've actually been harvesting some things. So, let's see, we harvested, adjusting the mirror, light here. Okay, so we harvested yellow squash, cucumbers, one green bean, sweet basil. What else did we get there? I think that's it, huh? Strawberries, lots and lots of strawberries. So the wife's been eating those like crazy. Can't even keep up with them. Some of them are going to the chickens, especially the ones, since we don't use pesticides, a lot of bugs are eating. Some of them. There's a lot of good ones still, though. Anyway, so I've been working on this painting on paper. Three dogs, Gubbio, Pia, and Trixie. And I've got them running through what's supposed to be Sailor Bar. So it's going to be titled Midnight Romp Through Sailor Bar. Anyway, pretty much done with it, I think. I don't really want to work on it anymore. I don't see anything else that needs to be worked on. I don't think. You know, I could do the ears on Pia, kind of weird, but she's had weird ears anyway. let's see, what else? That's pretty much it. Anyway, so today went for the walk. When at first light, I mean, it was pretty dark out there when we left, and it was just starting to get light, and Angel, also known as Chaos, gave me a lot of exercise today. Besides the walk, let's see, we got all the way down. See, so we leave here, go west to Sunrise Boulevard, then go back east past my house, all the way to Fair Oaks Boulevard, take a right on Fair Oaks, cross Winding Way onto Central to Sacramento, left on Sacramento, right on Hill Street, go all the way down Hill Street to Capitola, and right as we turn there's a turkey right in the road. And she wanted to get it in the worst way. I was just struggling just to hold back and, you know, just keep her, you know, she was on her hind legs trying to get to it. And you know, there's I tried the pinch, the like the dog whisperer did, you know, pinches them and stuff, and kind of like simulates a dog bite. Didn't even phase her, you know. And I pinched pretty hard. Well, I guess not that hard. I'm pinching myself that hard. I guess it's not that hard. Yeah, it's not that hard. Yeah. But it should get her attention if it's me, huh? I'm the master. Anyway, just totally ignored me, had her eyes on that turkey, wanted to get it until it flew away. So we walked further down Capitola, down the hill a little bit, and then up the other hill. And on the top of the other hill on Capitola, we ran into a deer. And she wanted to get the deer, too. And I said, oh, jeez, come on. I just started pulling her and get her past the deer and stuff. And once we got past, I sat her down and calmed her down. And then we continued down the hill to Bridge Street. So go up Bridge Street all the way to Temescal. Take a right on Temescal. And right, I forget what that road is at right there. Right where the community center is. On Temescal, we were just approaching that intersection and the south side of the community center, and some lady comes around the bend or the corner with her dog, and I leave early in the morning, so I don't have to deal with my dog barking at other dogs, because she just goes nuts. And so, you know, the kind of people you meet early in the morning walking your dogs are the same kind of people with that same kind of dog that has the same kind of problem. And that dog, Angel, was okay. We walked, and I got on the other side of the street, and she stayed on that side. And I guess her dog didn't notice anything yet that we were coming. It was because it was busy pooping at that point. And so he did his business. He or she did his business, and the lady got her bag out and was working on opening the bag when her dog noticed Angel and started barking and charged at us. And luckily, the lady didn't get pulled over by it. She could have, if she didn't brace herself right. But it looked like she wasn't really expecting her dog to do that. And she must know that her dog's going to do that because she saw me first, before her dog did anyway. Anyway, so I just pulled Angel past that situation. Her dog was barking like crazy, and Angel was on her hind legs, snarling, and every now and then a bark, maybe every 30 seconds or something like that. But finally got her pulled past, and we continued on. So I really had a workout with today on my walk. She's out like a light on her dog pillow here in the studio. So much for that on a dog walk, huh? Beautiful day today. I guess it's going to be in the mid 80s or something like that. That shouldn't be too bad. Let's see. Yeah, I think I'm finished with this painting. I don't really want to work on it anymore. Oh, and I got something else to do on it still, dang it. I have to work on it one more day because maybe I could do that. No, I got to work on it one more day. Yeah, let's do that. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, I'll work on it Sunday, and that'll be the last day. And I'll be done with that. I have to, let's see. I don't think I talked about the membership medley that much, or what the situation with that. Maybe I did. Let me talk about it again, though. Anyway, so Blue Line Arts Gallery membership medley's coming up. And they had their little rule again. This last year was no painting or hanging work wider than 30 inches. Well, this year it's 36 inches, which still, most of my work is over 36 inches wide. So I had to make that little landscape for it. Anyway, so they you send that I entered it, and they sent back an acceptance of it, and they put a link on there to go to Airtable and make sure all the information in there is correct. Okay. And so I did that, but at the same time, I could see everybody else's work. So I looked through there, and there were nine paintings that were were over 36 inches. One was 37 inches. One was as wide as 48 inches, a whole 4 feet, And if I have lots of paintings within that range that I could, I'd love to show, but I can't. I have to do other stuff to get work in there. Anyway, so I sent an email to the gallery coordinator, who sent me that email. So I sent it back and said, "Hey, per your rules, the width limitation is 36 inches, and on my count, there's nine paintings that are above that. And I said, if you show those paintings, it's not fair to the artists that are staying within the rules, and there are a lot, And I said, I would like to show some of my larger work, but I can't because I'm following the rules. So that's pretty much it. I said, I didn't threaten anything. I didn't give an ultimatum, I'm just saying, hey, it's just not fair. Anyway, so later that afternoon, the gallery coordinator sent back an email saying, yeah, he feels it's unfair too. he says, whether, I forget what exactly what he said, but, you know, basically, the decision isn't up to him whether to allow those paintings to be in there or not, but he was going to forward it to the gallery director and the other, the team. I don't know what that means, but basically he passed the buck. But on my email, I carbon copied the gallery director already because I talked to her last year about it when they had that 30-inch restriction. And I, before the show started, I said, I complained because, you know, that means I don't have any paintings to enter. I had to actually scramble to paint my my self-portrait at 71, which turned out to be a pretty good painting, you know, and I liked it, and I was happy to show it, but there were other stuff I did want to show, you know. But I talked to her about it, the gallery director, and she says, well, you know, people showed up with their paintings and I couldn't really, I said, yeah, but your rules are this, you know, they're adults. They should understand what the rules are. So I don't expect anything to happen. I'm going to press it again. When the membership medley comes around, if they hang in, I'm sure they will because they got, they're gutless. They have no guts or no balls to just say to these people, hey, these are the rules. You read them. You're an adult. You know, you can't put that, we can't take that painting, you know, and give them some slack too. I mean, break the rules in this way that the deadline's passed, you know, but we'll accept something that's within the size limitation. And that's still not right. They should just basically suffer the consequences of their either stupidity or, willful disregard for the rules, and I would rather that. But you know, these people don't really have the guts to do something like that, you know. And it's kind of wishy-washy. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. What else here? That's pretty much it for today. Let me get back to working on this painting and let's see. Oop. And I'll be working on it Sunday when it's dry again. Anyway, so till Sunday. That's it.